here with Edwin, and this is the Brown family. This is still Irene Fitzsimmons, the interviewer, on Monday, September 16th. So we're with Edwin just talking about probably from around the time you finished high school and just where you went, what you did, and just kind of in your own words from there till today.
Hi, my name is Edwin Brown. I was born August 30th, 1944. I graduated from Edwin Parr Compsett High School in Athabasca and in 1963. I left Athabasca. I got a job in Edmonton. I worked for Northwest Union Utilities, which is a gas company in Edmonton, reading gas meters. I married Teresa King in 1963. We had two children, Tracy and Brenda. In 1970, Teresa and I got a divorce. And later on, I had quit the gas company. I worked for a company in Edmonton, calling some mobile homes. And I met Patricia, who we've been together since that time. She had two children. It was Sandy and Carol. And between Patricia, Pat, and myself, we had a son named Sean. We moved to Yellowknife. I managed and built a mobile home park in Yellowknife. We lived there till 1975, and then we moved to Grand Prairie, where I managed and built a mobile home park. After that, we moved back to Athabasca and went farming, and took 5 years for me to spend all the money and lose all the money that ever made, so we went back to Yellowknife. Yellowknife was good for us for that previous time that we were there, so we went back. And when we were in Yellowknife, before that, I guess I should mention that we became foster parents. And we have been foster parents for 45 years. We have had a lot of kids over the years in fostering. And it's been very enjoyable for us. It's certainly been challenging, and probably more so for my wife than myself, because she enjoys babies and the younger children. And we adopted a girl, an Inuit girl, in Yellowknife. She is now an LPN, and she has three children of her own. The child that Pat and I had was Sean, and he has four children, and he's an airplane mechanic living in British Columbia. After Yellowknife, we'd spent about 10 years there, we moved back to Athabasca and lived down in Minook, and we're at the same location that I am raised on. But in the meantime, we'd built a house on a quarter of land, but we thought that we were getting older and we didn't need the big house, so we sold it and moved to my parents' place. But I guess it's a house that you know, would certainly be good enough for the two of us, but now that we've got grandchildren and the kids come home, I always seem to be a little short of space. Over the years, I was quite involved with Air Cadets in Yellowknife and in Athabasca. I taught range to the cadets and took the Yellowknife shooting team, which represented the territories, to Ottawa a number of different times. After being there for a couple of years, I realized, you know, the kind of competition that was Canada-wide, and we did a lot of practicing, and we came in second in Canada, our team did, which was kind of unheard of for a small group of people from away up north. And when we arrived back in Yellowknife, the commanding officer for Northern Region met us at the airport and everything, and everybody thought it was just kind of a fluke. Well, guess what? When we went back there next year, we came in second again. So, and then when I moved back to Athabasca, I was able to help out the 230 Squadron, get their rifle team up and going, and getting them some rifles. And over the years, they've done very well. Our one son that we had adopted, Dean, he came in as second top shot in Canada when he was in cadets here. So it's been, that part of it's been very rewarding for me, and also for the air cadets that have participated in these projects. At present time, I'm still fairly active, and Pat is very active with fostering. We have some cattle, and I look after a camp and a hotel in northern Alberta for a friend of mine that has some medical issues. So we've done some traveling to Europe and South America, and that we've been on a few cruises, which we really enjoy cruising, and we have a great family. We're in touch with all the kids all the time, so I think that's about pretty well everything that I have to say. So mm-hmm. My throat seems to be getting a bit sore.
Just one question for you, Edwin. What's this experience been like for you to participate with your siblings in talking about your parents' story and your own, but how has that been for you?
It's been very good. I think it certainly instills that what our parents did for us was very fulfilling to our lives. Each and every one of us has done, we've done well by our own standards, and if you do well for yourself, you feel good about yourself, and you've probably helped the community in different aspects, and help your children and that. So it's good to talk about the past, because usually there are very fond memories of the past.
Well, thank you very much for coming to participate with your siblings, and it's a really rich story for sure, and thank you for taking time to share your own individual piece of that.
You're welcome.
Much appreciated. Thank you.